What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I am doing stupendous and feeling quite inspirational. How are you doing, sir?
I'm definitely feeling inspirational.
We hope everyone listening will feel inspired whenever we're done with this episode, because we're really on the nose over here. It's our inspirational story. We hope everyone is doing wonderful. Before we get to our two inspirational stories of the day, make sure to like, share, subscribe, and do all that fun stuff with the five-star review. Tell your friend about the positive news. It is the positive truth. And Tim, what do you have for your inspirational story for today?
All right. So I'm going to Panama City for my inspirational story. There's a prison by the name of La Joyita Prison, and it is the dirtiest prison in Panama City. There's a man by the name of Franklin Ayon. He said whenever they had to eat, they had to put a towel over their head just so the flies and bugs didn't get on their food. That's how disgusting it was. So Franklin Ayon, being in jail, it's 2014 at the time, and he had this bright idea. You know what? This jail is dirty. This is disgusting. Let me go ahead and put together this recycling plan and see if we can come up with some jobs. So what he ended up doing was all of the food waste, all the trash, all the plastic, they sorted it, they cleaned it, they organized it. They did this for so long and so many people started joining this. It became super helpful to the prison. The prison actually ended up making a little or profiting over $1.6 million over the time that they were doing this because of the amount of waste that they were saving. The prison got cleaner, less people got sick. And on top of that, all the food waste got turned into compost so they can put it into the garden that they started as well too. This dirty prison ended up becoming cleaner, started making some money, and prisoners were staying healthy, all because of Ayon, a former drug trafficker. I didn't know what else or how else to say that. He was a former drug trafficker. That's why he was in prison. He started this in 2014. And in 2016, because he started this program called Eco Solidos, he ended up getting out of prison early. And when he got out of prison, he decided to use his idea, Eco Solidos, and turn it into a nonprofit called Geo Azul. So what ended up happening was the 500 people that joined Eco Solidos, when they got out of prison, he hired them through Geo Azul, doing the exact same thing on the outside that they did on the inside. And by using those skills, these people that joined this nonprofit organization are now helping the world, but they're also able to find jobs because they're using the skills that they learned while they were in prison. And one of the coolest facts about this entire story, JP, all 500 people that have joined Eco Solidos and Geo Azul have not reoffended any of their crimes. Nobody returned back to that Panama City jail at all whatsoever. So all it took was one man seeing a problem, attempting to do something about it, and actually making a change for so many other people to follow. And now all of a sudden their crime rate went from 65% to 45% from 2014 to 2019, all because Ayon started this program called Eco Solidos. I thought this was really awesome because I don't really hear too many positive news stories coming out of jail outside of getting degrees and learning skills. This man changed a prison and now is changing the world. Doesn't get much better than that on The Positive Truth.
Truly inspirational story on so many levels. I am a firm believer. People that sell drugs are some of the smartest people on the planet. He took his idea and just grew it. Took all of the mental he was putting into selling drugs, put it into his idea, and created a pathway for everyone that these 500 members that are getting out of jail to be like, oh, we all heal together. We rehab together. Now that we're on the outside, let's keep building together. An ultimate community, raised tons of money, helped out the planet. Positive truth. Person of the year.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Whenever I hear about somebody that gives hope the way that this man, Franklin Ayon, was giving hope, definitely up for Positive Truth Person of the Year, but it's super inspirational to me.
Where is the movie at? Where movies with the Positive Truth podcast? We should make that a segment. We should
that
like
has to be
compile all of our we should like compile them and they make like videos. We need like an animator who can make animated quick films and put them on YouTube. I should edit that out and keep that for myself and then make it happen.
You can keep it and just say, hey, we need some sponsors to pay for an animator because our artistic abilities just aren't there. Let's be real.
They haven't seen our
penmanship. They have not.
That is an amazing inspirational story. Hell of a way to start it off. Before we get to our last inspirational story of the day, we need to pause and do audio meditation. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing they're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Good memories, man. I got to cut my son's hair over the weekend. It was his first haircut. He was only, 14 months, 15 months, something like that. And it was actually really cool. Edna was recording it, and I didn't realize she was at the beginning. She did a little time lapse when it was all done. But it was really cool to watch the 30-second time lapse. I gave him a sucker at the beginning. I'm cutting his hair. He was doing good for almost the whole 30 seconds of the time lapse video. And then randomly he started crying. I had to stop and give him some water. So you just see me stop cutting his hair and holding this little sippy cup to his mouth, put it back down. Edna cleaned his face really quick. And I went back to cutting his hair. And then we finished up. And it was just the funniest little 30-second clip. It made me happy, made me smile. Just thought it was a really cool memory, something I'm gonna cherish for the rest of my life. So I'm grateful for those, man. What about you,
sir? Tim is always cheating on the audio meditation, bringing up the kids.
I'm living life.
Two young kids with all the adorable audio meditation. I'm grateful for positive growth, positive personal growth, just getting better slowly day by day. The opposite of a time-lapse video. It's sometimes all you need. And then you look back and you're like, wow, I'm a lot better. That and like good mental health, just good mental health, positive growth. Grateful for all of it.
I like it.
So your inspirational story is about someone who is incredibly underqualified, cleaning up a prison, cleaning up a city, helping people not get reoffended. Just awesome inspirational story. Mine's about someone who is also underqualified. His name is Ron Post. And in 1979, he was doing what a lot of you, our listeners, came to us for. He was watching the news and being depressed. And while he was watching the news, he heard about something going on in Cambodia. Refugees were arriving in Thailand. They were starving to death, work exhaustion, and he just felt horrible. He saw a sick teenage girl, and he had a teenage daughter at the time. And he was just like, man, I want to do something about this. Now, Post lives in Dallas, Texas, owned a business, had zero medical skills. So he raised, in the span of 2 weeks, just talking to people, $250,000 in 1979. That's really impressive. And enlisted 28 volunteers. And they all hopped on a plane and they set off to Thailand to help a refugee camp. Whenever they left, they're like, this is the beginning of something. We should have a name. And Post was like, I'm not great at naming things, but we're a team. We got some medical professionals and we're leaving the nation. So we're going to be Medical Teams International. And since the launch in 1979, they just celebrated 45 years of helping 3 million refugees across 8 different camps for the past 45 years. In 1989, they launched Medical Teams Dental, giving out dental clinics to 25,000 people every year. And they just have been building ever since. So I want to give a quick time lapse, since Tim just did the time lapse with the haircut. 1985, 6 years after their first trip, they went to Ethiopia, combated one of the worst famines in modern history, bringing with them $1 million in life-saving equipment and supplies. 1985, Mexico got hit with a massive earthquake, Mexico City. Same volunteers that were in Ethiopia were like, we're going to go right back to Mexico City. Stayed there till 1986. 1991, 1992, they were in Iraq. 1993, they were in Yugoslavia. 1994, they're in Rwanda, and it just keeps going for 45 years. And it was all started by one person who was a business owner who just, I just want to make a difference. I believe in the world around me. I believe there's people that want to help. Talk to medical professionals. And he, when he retired in 1997, because at that point he was like 60, he said, I'm too old to do this day to day, but I will definitely be on the council. And it has been going strong almost for 20 years since he's left. And he's still the inspiration. Medical Teams International, happy anniversary. You have been inspiring and helping others for 45 years.
That is amazing. I love everything about that story. It reminded me of a story that I read, I watched on YouTube. Let me be real. That I watched on YouTube about a man who was giving back throughout his life and in his career. And it just reminded me, those are my favorite type of people. Like starting something because they wanted to do something to help, because that's what they believed in, because they felt that it was right. It's everything, JP. Like, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Whenever we see these problems in the world, we're supposed to get up and do something about it. And it's very hard to do that. I'm not trying to sit here and say, oh, we all can do it, but we all can. It just takes a little bit of courage, just like he did. How many people are involved in this? Do you know?
The original team was 45 years. So many, man.
Like, are we talking about like thousands? Because that's amazing to me, man. That's amazing. 45 years and thousands of people, all because one guy decided to start this, is amazing to me.
Like, they've been six continents. They've been everywhere. That's no one beautiful. Person can do everything, but everyone can do something.
Take that, world.
So, yeah, they decided to do something, and they have been helping the planet ever since, helping everyone. So, happy anniversary to Medical Teams International. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. When I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. That's my religion. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.